We've glimpsed in our gospel reading this morning the awe of those who personally had been witnessing Jesus' miracles and works. His preaching had already touched their hearts. They'd seen him, among other things, cast out demons, cure the sick, feed thousands with a little fish and bread, walk on water. They'd even seen him raise a young boy and a young girl from the dead. And this is the context in which we have this morning's gospel, in which the deaf and mute man is brought to him for healing. And it evokes the promise that God made through the prophet Isaiah in our first reading, the promise that the deaf and mute would speak. The astonishment, the joyful amazement of the people who were present at this event is more or less captured in their cry. And this is what Mark tells us. He has done all things well. Now, what I would propose is that that would be a great motto for us. Everything that Jesus, our Christ, our Lord, does, in fact, flows nonstop from his infinite wisdom and goodness. And what he does is always in terms of what's best for you and me, with respect to our eternal salvation. And these works that he did that we read about in the Gospels, they have not stopped today. Jesus continues to listen to our prayers, to grant miracles directly and indirectly through the intercession of the saints, and to nourish us in the sacraments. This motto, which I propose, Jesus has done all things well, it reflects a characteristically Christian attitude, which sadly is much lacking in our nation today. But that's not entirely new. I think it's rather new in our nation that there's this abandonment of Jesus. But remember, in his own day, the pagan and Jewish leaders did not think that Jesus was doing everything well. The folks who met in Charlotte, for example, this past week, who got caught up in the public embarrassment of having totally eliminated any mention of God in their plan for our nation, those folks would hardly testify that Jesus has done all things well. And what is obvious is that God really has no personal or even theoretical role in their lives. They seem to be determined to organize, to try to rule us as if God did not exist, without any respect for his will, without any respect for his law. And I do wonder if Jesus were here today, and turning to us, if he were to ask you and me whether we think he does all things well, exactly how we would respond. Now, certainly we would want to be honest. Certainly we would want to say, yes, he has done all things well. We do believe he is the Lord. We do believe he founded a church to continue his teachings. We do believe what he is doing is done well. If anyone imagines that he made mistakes, they presumably would assume that he is not divine. They definitely would not want to worship someone who makes mistakes. In fact, they almost certainly would ignore him. I think we could propose several very relevant test questions that Jesus might ask you and me, Catholic Americans, to determine if we really trust him as God to do everything perfectly for us and for our salvation. And if we are ready to live our lives, to live our faith in public, and of course, to organize our great nation in keeping with the human dignity he has given to every single human being. Now, here are a few possible questions and comments that Jesus might put to us. If you really believe that I have done all things well, do you come to me with trust in the sacrament I establish to forgive your sins? If you think I've done well here, then show me by coming to the sacrament of confession, and bring your friends who also need my forgiveness as well. Do you believe I did well in making marriage the indissoluble union of one man and one woman for life, calling you back to God's plan from the very beginning? Or do you have a better plan, a better idea for marriage? Do you think it's okay for two or three or more people of the same sex to marry? If you truly believe in me, if you truly believe I have done all things well, then please show me, defend my teaching on marriage, and help your brothers and sisters to come to the truth. Do you believe that I knew what I was doing when I ordained only men to be my apostles and priests? Or perhaps do you think that I discriminated against women? Will you trust me that I knew what I was doing, even if I didn't explain to you all my reasons? Show me by pondering this mystery in prayer and by reading what my church teaches you on this. Show me by affirming my great love for women, beginning with loving my mother, who I did not call to the priesthood. Do you believe that I did all things well in reiterating for you the Ten Commandments? Or should some of them have been made optional? If you believe me, please persevere in love, in doing your best to abide by them. Do you believe that I did well in establishing the sacrament of my body and blood as the source of our personal loving communion, and stating that unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you? Or do you imagine I was only speaking in a symbolic way? If you believe me, please spend some time with me in prayer in this church or in the St. Joseph Guardian of the Redeemer Adoration Chapel. Do you believe that I did well in setting a high standard for discipleship? Or do you think I should have made following me much easier for you? Do you believe me that I call you to love others as I have loved you, including those you most dislike, and even those who would seek to harm you? Are you ready to suffer, to sacrifice your material comforts and even your life to save others, to be merciful to others, to follow my will more closely? Will you deny yourself every day and follow me along the path to Calvary, or do you say no? What are you doing today, this week, this year, concretely, to help to sacrifice for those who are most vulnerable in our society, including the elderly and unborn? Are you faithful stewards of the material benefits I shower on you? Are you fully living the Beatitudes, striving after these values more than for money, fame, sexual fulfillment, popularity, human pleasures, and entertainment? Do you think that I did well in establishing a heaven and hell? Or maybe should everyone go to heaven no matter how they live this life? Was I fair and just in telling you that whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do for me, and that I will judge you for either caring for me or for neglecting me in them when I was hungry, thirsty, naked, ill, a stranger, or imprisoned? Is the kingdom of heaven really your first priority in life? Your first president, George Washington, as he was leaving office, told you clearly that religion and morality are indispensable in the life of your nation. Washington told you that your nation has no future. It will cease to exist if you abandon the practice of your Christian religion and your Christian morality. Do you think that I have done well in handing down to you in my church, in religion and morality, the same teachings which I taught to my apostles? My bishops teach them to you today. Blessed John Paul II and Pope Benedict have both spoken for me when they warned you in the United States in these words, a nation that kills its own children is a nation without hope. Over 50 million children, 50 million children. In Charlotte, even those who publicly pose as my disciples insist they want millions and millions more destroyed. I grieve, for example, for that poor and lost soul, Carolyn Kennedy, who at Charlotte introduced herself as a pro-abortion Catholic. I don't know what a pro-abortion Catholic is. And today I solemnly say to you, the United States of America, which continues to destroy its own children by the millions, is a nation without hope because its citizens, even those who pose as my disciples, abandon me. What chastisement could ever be sufficient? Brothers and sisters, I plead, please do not be afraid. Be courageous in following my way, not your way. Choose life. Please do not choose death. I plead with the wisdom and understanding of the Holy Spirit that you will recognize and confront the Satan who is destroying you, your family, and your nation. In 2012, will you do anything? Will you lift even one finger to oppose Satan and his minions? To resist the massive evils which descend upon your nation today? Evils totally opposed to everything I have ever taught you. Will you lift one finger to defend religious liberty in your own country? Will you defend innocent life? Or will you do nothing? Will you turn your back on me and on my church? Jesus has indeed done all things well. And our way of showing this is by our proudly and fully living his message and by courageously sharing it with others. Jesus wants us to trust that in choosing you and me to be his disciples, he knew what he was doing, and he can strengthen us, enable us to become saints, to become lifelines in our communities and in our nation. Jesus has done all things well. He wants you and me to live. He wants to continue doing all things well through you and me.